continuing with anti-systemic movements. The outcome and implications of the combined and uneven development of the anti-systemic movements of the 1960s and 1970s must be assessed at different levels. Locally, the Vietnam War had a very conventional outcome, the coming to state power of a classical anti-systemic movement and the subsequent strengthening of the bureaucratic structure of the state. Assessed from this angle, at the national level, the outcome of the Vietnamese National Liberation Movement did not differ significantly from the earlier kinds of anti-systemic movements, national and social. Globally, however, the Vietnam War was a turning point in disclosing the limits of military actions in coercing the periphery into a hierarchical world order. My interjection, but at least since Bentham, power has known this. At least since Bentham, they've designed states specifically to control us by teaching us discipline, quote unquote, i.e. to self-monitor and save the state the trouble. Moreover, just as our three friends from academia are showing us, so far only by implication, we'll get there, the employment of military coercion against the periphery never lessened. We need only look around us today at the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Syria and Nigeria. All across the Asian, Arab, South American, and African worlds. Rather, the job just got transferred to local enforcers of the global state imperative for control. I mean, and that's an old tactic too, one also not heard discussed over the airwaves. Continuing with anti-systemic movements, these limits, this is quoting R3, these limits and their recognition were the outcome not only of the confrontation on the battlefields, but also, and possibly to a greater degree, of the movements unleashed elsewhere in the world system. It was the nature of these other movements that most clearly marked a departure from and a counterposition to earlier patterns of anti-systemic movements. To varying degrees, the Cultural Revolution in China, the student movements in the West, Japan, and Mexico, and the autonomous workers' movements in Europe took as one of their themes the limits and dangers of the establishment and consolidation of bureaucratic structures by the movements themselves. And this was new. The Cultural Revolution was largely directed against the bureaucratic power of the Communist Party. And whatever its failures from other points of view, its main achievement has been precisely to have prevented, or at least slowed down, the consolidation of party bureaucratic power in China. The student and youth movements that cropped up in the most diverse contexts were generally directed not only against the various bureaucratic powers that tried to curb and repress them, states, universities, parties, but also against all attempts to channel them toward the formation of new and the strengthening of old bureaucratic organizations. Although the new workers' movements generally ended up by strengthening bureaucratic organizations, mostly unions, nonetheless, the protagonists of these new movements showed an unprecedented awareness of the fact that bureaucratic organizations such as unions were bound to develop interests of their own that might differ in important respects from those of the workers they claimed to represent. What this meant, concretely, was that the instrumental attitude of unions and parties vis-a-vis the movement was matched and countered to an unprecedented extent by an instrumental attitude on the part of the movement vis-a-vis unions and parties. And my comment, asymmetry in warfare, huh? You see, what we have to start discussing, and Polanyi saw this clearly, is that once they set up a global economy, we got nowhere to go. So the bloodletting can continue on both sides ad infinitum, because none of the None of the global state statesmen care about us. They only care about maintaining their hold, keeping their control of us. This, then, is the only gauge, the only standard for success or not that matters, their success. Have we been effectively managed more and more, increasingly, over the years? That's not advance for us. And it's only a con. That rhetoric we hear to that, in that vein, to try to convince us of that over the airwaves. And I just want to let folks know, for some reason, my audio won't upload at the library. I'm going to do the best I can to try to figure out how to get the audio files online as soon as I can. And I'll do as many as I can. Thank you so much for listening. And until next week, peace.